This is David Flint for Can Do. I thought it was 7 million, but Wayne Swan and Julia Gillard have given 7 billion to the IMF so that the European Union can live beyond its means. Can you believe that? Then there's 5 billion to buy a temporary seat on the United Nations Security Council, also known as foreign aid. Foreign aid spending, which hitherto has been done as if it were a trade union boss's credit card. There's 1 billion for queue jumpers, and that's certain to blow out. And oh yes, 7 billion for interest. Now that's interest on the massive debt of over 250 billion that they built up since they inherited the Howard government surplus. There's no plan or scheme to pay that off. In fact, just the opposite. They've even slipped through a provision to, believe it or not, increase the amount that they can borrow to $300 billion. What'll be the interest on that? $15 billion a year unless they get mates' rates. Anyway, it's interest that the next generation of young Australians will have to pay. Then there are the new taxes on state property and the world's largest tax on carbon dioxide. What next? A tax on oxygen? Compare all that with the lousy 300 million or so that they've given to start the National Disability Scheme for Australians. Welcome to the Gillard government's budget. They even leaked it from their own lockup to try and kill off media interest in the Craig Thompson and Peter Slipper affairs. Let's make one thing clear. The Gillard and Rudd governments didn't take us through the global financial crisis. It was the Howard surplus, the Costello rules on sound banking, and trade with China that got us through that. In fact, the government panicked and gave a totally unneeded bank guarantee, which led to the freezing of the investments of thousands and thousands of retired Australians. Many of them are still suffering from that silly gesture, although you'd never hear about it in most of the media. And finally, with their budget, they've left the borders open and the country defenceless. It's time, surely, that the Constitution allow the people of Australia to recall any government which is as incompetent, profligate, and deceitful as the Gillard government is. Until next time, this is Can Do.